doesn't heal. Mr. Grinch.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling so festive.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
Tis the season.
Tis the motherfucking season.
Can you believe it's already Christmas in like 10 days from now?
Literally, like, is it? I thought it was like still March.
I thought it was mid-March 2020.
Like, forever. Is it St. Patrick's Day? Like,
I think I said before, like, a part of our psyche is going to be forever trapped in March 2020. And then, if you think about it, March is in 3 months again already. Like, are we ready to experience this again?
Like, you know what? Bring it on. I'll take 2021 March.
You know, the murder hornets, maybe they're going to come back stronger than yesterday. I know.
Maybe the alien UFOs will come back too. And literally, they'll be like, what else happened this year, man?
Oh my gosh. It was just an off year for everyone. But I feel like for a lot of people I talk to, not so many are in the holiday spirit
as much. What'd you say?
What? Not so many people are in like the holiday spirit.
Oh yeah, it's weird. It doesn't feel like it.
You even said that to me. You're like, you're not excited for Christmas. I was like, bitch, have you seen my tree? It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
You literally said you're not excited for Christmas. I was like,
when and where did I say this? Because I don't remember that.
You did. We were talking on the phone, and you were like, every time I bring up Christmas, like, you don't seem like as excited about it as you.
That was not me,
Stacey. I swear.
Why would
I formulate this out of nowhere?
I'm not saying that you formulated it out of nowhere. I just think you had the conversation with someone other than me.
I strongly disagree.
Well, my stronger suit is truth. So,
what the fuck are you, a Power Ranger?
Yes, Kimberly the Pink Power Ranger. Thank you very much. Actually, right, I want to be Tony the White Power Ranger.
So anyway, you think I'm a Grinch this holiday season? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm very excited for Christmas. I've always loved Christmas, but I also love my birthday.
And they're like 2 days apart.
2 days apart. My birthday's in 8 days from now. And I'm going to be 29, feeling fine.
Love that.
So, yeah, one step closer to 30, the big 3-0.
The big 3-0.
Literally. So before we dive into our festivities this evening,
yeah,
I just want to introduce coming in from the North Pole, I mean stage right, my own personal holiday cheermeister, Stacey.
Tis the season, so you know I ain't messing with those ho-ho-hos.
I picture you, like, in the Real Housewives in this, like, snowy, like, mountain-colored, like, dress. Like, spinning around. Oh, and, like, snowflakes all around you. I think I'm just describing Elsa.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
You're good. And I have someone to introduce coming from the South Pole. I mean, stage left.
Always.
One would say that he is not only the cheermeister, but also the snow miser and the heat miser.
In one.
All in one. The amazing.
That's me.
Insatiable. Ooh. Holliest. Keegan.
You know, put me on top of the Christmas tree because I'm always the star. That's going to be when we're on the Real Housewives of Mount Crumpet. That was like kind of like the image I was kind of going for. But you're wearing one of those outfits. What was it called? It was kind of like a tube dress and it ended at like mid thigh and like it was like sleeveless. It was kind of like you wore them a lot. I just don't know what it's called.
What fever dream are you trapped in right now? When did I ever wear a tube dress that was down to my thigh?
No, like, I'll find a picture.
Okay.
You know, you know, like that mint green dress that you'd wear to perform in? Like that.
It was not a high-low?
I don't think it was a high-low.
The mint green dress I wore for freshman showcase? Yeah, that one was a high-low.
Okay,
because
I think
they were
it's
like,
not that one. Was it the...
Because
didn't
I
you have
distinctly
that, like...
remember we had to do A-lines, and I was like, that does not fit my body type, so I got a high-low.
Okay, I guess I'm just... I don't know.
Are you okay?
I'm great. It's just I have memories of you in this outfit. You're like, oh my.
Oh my. You been dreaming about me too, big boy?
Did you say baby boy?
I said big boy, but you can be baby tonight.
Ew, ew, none of the above. Nasty. I didn't sign up for this. So anyway, episode 21. Having fun.
We're gonna have some fun. Yeah.
Oh, I said it first.
I hate you.
I'm the rhyme master. I'm the Riddler.
So, well, what are we gonna be doing today, Keith?
So Stace is making like a turkey.
Listen. It is true Stacey fashion to suggest doing something because I have something from a holiday the year before.
Uh-huh.
I bought this gingerbread turkey because it was so fucking cute for Christmas last year when I was at Trader Joe's, my very first and ever Trader Joe's trip ever. And I was going for like stuff for the holiday party at my bougie French company I used to work at. And this was there. And I was like, this is amazing. So I bought it, never made it. And I was like, you know what? It's still good. Why don't we make it this time around? As I also leave to drive to Michigan, I'm going to be leaving an entire gingerbread turkey here for fucking
It's
David
expired,
Dickie.
Everyone. It's expired.
It's not. 2020, it was good
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and you told me this, and I said, what month? And you, like, got all quiet and, like, tried to, like, tiptoe around it and shit.
It's June. It's fine. It's a preserved cookie. It's fine. It's still soft.
You're
going to
get the
shits,
and you're not going to be able to drive to Michigan because you get food poisoning from eating a fucking retired-ass old fucking gingerbread turkey.
Okay, listen. So I'm going to be cooking. You know, I have to call myself a sugar. I love it so much. I fucking love gingerbread houses and all of that. You know what else we have for my holiday party with my team for work tomorrow?
I don't know.
They sent us cookie they sent us cookie decorating kits. Aww. So I have to have those cookies too. So I'm gonna be just nothing but sugar tomorrow.
Right. You're like for your drive. Thursday. You're just gonna eat all the cookies on the drive.
I'll eat the entire turkey.
I know you.
I'm going to have some of it tonight, not going to lie. Once I make it, I'm going to be, give me that foot.
Give me that foot.
Well, give me that foot. But what are you doing for your holiday activity?
I just explained what you're doing.
I know. What are you doing?
I'm painting ornaments.
So cute.
So cute. I have a little like star, and I have a stocking, and I have a bunch of different colors, and we're just going to see where the night takes us.
I'm so excited for this.
I know. And you,
are you ready to dive into it?
Yeah, I started opening up my paints.
All right, I made my icing. I got all of my accessories ready to go. I have my instructions. So here we go.
I'm tearing open the ornaments. This is ASMR.
Make a little.
No, I don't like that.
Base. Oh, this is gonna take forever.
No, it's not.
I cut the hole too small on the icing. It's gonna take forever.
Cut it bigger.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh my gosh, it gives me just like two pieces of string. Like I'm supposed to fucking tie my own hanging thing on. Oh my, this is like labor already. Oh my gosh, okay. I could technically just put a hook inside the hole. But I'll humor them. I will. So, you know how I ordered my candles online for Bath & Body Works Candle Day? I've been tracking my order because it was shipped on like Friday, I think. And when I was at my parents' two days ago, it said I was supposed to be delivered that day, and then it wasn't, and then I got an email saying it was delivered today, And I call my mom, and she's like, hello. And I'm like, did my candles come?
And?
They came.
Good.
And she was like, is that the only reason you called? And I was like, no. Hey, girl.
You're like, yes, actually.
Yeah, this basically. Is the only reason. I'm like, what's new, girly? Oh my
God. She's like, I don't get any respect in this house.
Right.
What kind did you get again?
What?
What candles did you get again?
It's a mix.
What are they again?
It's a mix of candles. I mean, I can't.
But did you forget what scents you got?
Oh. Vanilla Bean Noel.
Iconic.
Right. Oh my gosh. I got some other kind of like winter. Oh, I got two winter candles because that's my favorite winter mm-hmm. scent. An aromatherapy one. You know, the goods. I ordered a black tie one, but it didn't. I think I forgot to tell you about that. It was canceled out of my order. It was like, oh, sorry, LOL, JK, we actually don't have it. I was like, fucking Bath and Body Works. But they gave me a code for an online order, 20% off your entire purchase plus free shipping. So I was like, okay. It's actually valid for a year. So I figure when they have like a next like sale I really like, I'll just like, you know, save it until then.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
Yeah, so it's fine. Happens.
Okay, these sprinkles are not working out on this turkey.
Probably because they're like so old and hardened. They're just like,
listen, oh. No. What are you drinking?
I was just about to ask you what you were drinking. Probably like, what, water?
Yeah.
Look what, fucking you're like water.
Basic bet.
Hydrating your fucking body. Claw. Meanwhile,
how much water did you drink today, Gabe?
Meanwhile, I'm fucking drinking Bacardi mixed with a Monster.
Oh, you are a literal monster.
I'm chaotic sometimes. But
so chaotic.
It's really good. And also, this is monumental. I didn't take a nap tonight.
So you're feeling some type of way.
So, no, like, because, like, I was, like, yawning a little bit after 8. And I was like, I'm going to make my mixed drink. And I'll make it with my Monster. Because guess what? I've done it before. I've had this mix before. It's called the Monster Mash. No, I'm just kidding. I need.
You're like, it's my specialty.
Seriously, like if I like founded a bar, this would be the drink like named after me.
Oh my gosh, what a cute bar that would be though. Call it the Lab, and it's like
the Lab.
Yeah, and it's like Frankenstein's Lab, so it's like all these monsters. So it's like this monster theme.
Oh,
sorry,
I don't want to be like sponsored by Monster.
Oh, you don't have to, but it's like monster themed. You know what I mean?
So it's like a seasonal restaurant.
No, I mean there's monsters all the time.
That's life, baby.
That's life, baby.
That's life. So I wanted to get on the topic a little bit with you because I know that you also really like Shark Tank.
Yes.
I'm back on my Shark Tank bullshit. Like, I think I started like Friday or Saturday, and I've watched like over 10 episodes already. Like, I'm just like,
oh my God,
down that rabbit hole. And like, I've never been, I mean, business stuff is interesting. I haven't been like an avid like business follower. I think what I like most about it is like the debates they get into, like with negotiating. I think the part that really resonates with me. But then I also think about these poor people. Like, some of their products do honestly suck. And, like, they're like, we need $25,000, like, to feed our family and keep our business going for another year. Like, please, like, we really need this. And these are all fucking billionaires, millionaires. And they're like, eh, we don't see, you know, Sally's hair scrunchie in our business plan. And they fucking all shoot them down. Like, this is their one hope. Oh, my God.
They're like, we have to file for bankruptcy if we do not get this deal today.
Literally, like $25,000 to a millionaire is a fucking drop in a fucking bucket. That's a fact. Right? Facts are facts, America. That's a fact.
Wake up, America.
Wake up. So that part of it, I'm like, so it's like watching a bunch of like rich Republicans, like which rich millionaire Republicans fight over money.
Oh my God, this is America, folks. But then
here I am like, oh, is she going to accept the offer? This woman puts her like life and soul into this product for 5 years and give you $20,000 and take over 100% of the company and you never talk to me again. She's like, I can't do that.
They are legit savages.
But I also feel like they're really, I mean, obviously really smart. But I don't know. It's a great show.
It is a great show. I remember, like, they had, like, you could go and you could, like, buy some of the shit. Like, the, what's the one? The Scrub Daddy is one that did really well.
Oh, yeah.
On there. Squatty Potty also did pretty well. And that was one that was on there.
There was this woman who, like, made this set or what kit or whatever to, like, teach your cat how to use your toilet.
Oh, I would do it.
I think it exists. I think it's called City Kitty.
But did she spell it?
No,
like City?
C-I-T-T-I, Kitty. Yeah.
Love that.
I think she got an offer. Yeah, she did get an offer. Kevin was like laughing at her and he was like, this is so stupid. Like, you're stupid. And I was like, oh my God. Some of the, like, they say like mean things and then they all like laugh about it.
Is the one girl from QVC
Lori's
there
not
yet?
Not there yet, but Barbara is the older woman.
Barbara Cochran.
I love Lori.
The queen
of
QVC.
I think she's awesome. I also like Mark Cuban and I have like a weird little crush on him, so I need to psychologically look into that.
Yep.
I need to find out why and fast.
So you don't do something dangerous? Like, offer yourself up to him on the internet?
Hey, he might be looking.
How much are you worth if you were to invest in your company?
That's what he like debates with me when we're messaging.
Yeah.
I'm like,
he wants you to stimulate his mind and
exactly.
His pocketbooks.
I'm like, I give like good back rubs, I guess.
He's like, I haven't had one of those in years. They're always after my
I'm
money.
Like, me? Never. Nunca.
Never.
But also the other guy, what's his name? Richard. I think that's his name, right?
Ooh, the redhead.
Maybe he has like really pretty eyes. He has like kind eyes.
He sits all the way on the right.
He's
cute. And he seems like the most compassionate out of all of them, because sometimes like even Barbara's like, the fuck are you doing
right
here?
Well, he I think he's the only one who like came from like a fuck immigrant, like,
yeah. And his I think his dad was an immigrant,
yeah, they
or
came
something
from,
like
I don't
that
know, like Yugoslavia or something, so something he's like that. Very self-made, so I respect that.
Yeah.
I also love looking at the panic in their eyes when they're like, okay, but if you talk to her anymore, like, my deal's off the table. It's off the table. And they're like, it's so intense.
It's
and
so.
And the music, like, swells up.
What would you do in that situation?
The music swelling.
Like, I feel so, like, I get it. I couldn't do it myself either. Because also, too, it's like Mr. Wonderful.
He is a dick. He said to Barbara, I can't believe this was, like, on TV and still remains, like, free to air. He said to Barbara, he was like, I'm going to spank you like a baby seal. I was like, what?
You're like,
right.
Yes, Daddy.
I mean, maybe some people would pick Mr. Wonderful, but I would pick Mr. Mark Cuban.
Dude, yeah. And sometimes, like, Mark Cuban is, like, seems like the most down to earth sometimes, other than Richard.
I agree.
Even he's just, I wouldn't say he's down to earth. I would say he's the least asshole-y. Because even sometimes, like, Richard can kind of be a dick. No, Mark Cuban's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he had a couple moments. And he's like, this is the Shark Tank, baby. You don't want to be chum. I was like, dang.
Blood in the Water, Professor Callahan, anyone? Legally Blonde
reference. Blood in the Water.
I remember when Tim was not there for rehearsal and they were like, who's going to sing it? I was like, I will. Oh my
God. And you just like lived for every moment with him.
I literally want to play him so bad.
I
want to
be Al. I want to be Emmett like for the rest of my life. Like that's a role I would do for the rest of my life. I've done it. You'd
be good at it. I know, but for the rest of your life, you'd be good at it.
So, how is Turkey Lurkey time going over there?
Oh my God, he looks like a mess, but I love it.
How many pieces did you have to like disassemble the turkey? Like, you know what I mean? How many pieces make up the turkey? How's that?
We've got the base piece, which I didn't know how it was going to stay because it's like going to stand up.
Until you eat its legs.
Well, what you have to do. Oh, this is going to be cute. I like this technique. I'm going to get some.
What are you, the fucking turkey artist?
Whisperer, yes.
The turkey whisperer.
But basically, it's like a base piece, and then there's the back piece, which I kind of have already done and decorated. You have to decorate all the pieces by itself, and then you put it together.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah. As opposed to like getting the structure made, and then you decorate like a normal gingerbread house. So
it's chaos all around.
I mean, yes, I have these little tiny like sprinkles everywhere right now, but like I'm trying to not get everywhere. But I think we're making it work. We're making it happen.
Okay, all right. Well, if you want to check out a picture of Stacy's turkey.
it's a back piece. It's like a turkey little head piece. It's like a torso piece. Two little feet and then like a brace.
This is terrifying. Like I'm scared.
Like, it's so cute.
Are you gonna like give it character? That's extra bonus points because you'll send me a picture and I'll rate it.
Like a themed character?
I mean, just not like a, you know, like a smiley face. Like give it a story.
Oh, there's a story. All right. There's a color story here.
No, I mean, I think, like, the candy are, like, gems. Ooh. Like, Spyro gems. And the turkey, like, protects them.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting vibes.
So, I told you I beat the first Crash Bandicoot game.
Yes.
But after we hung up and we talked earlier, I started the second one. And I played for, like, an hour. And I put a good dent in it. Like, there's 20 crystals, like 20 levels you have to collect. Mm-hmm. And I already got 6 of them.
Yes. Is the second one the one where you have to do, like, the tiger run? One where you're, like, on the back of the tiger and you run through, like, the Great Wall of China or something like that?
I didn't get to that yet, but probably.
That's, like, one of my favorite episodes. My stepsister and I would try and figure that out. And, such a good... What did I say? Well, episode? Levels. It's one of my favorite levels.
We live in a Netflix world.
We do.
I challenge you to beat the hog level.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to beat that level, man.
You need to believe in yourself.
There can be miracles when you believe.
I think you can. You just... It's very frustrating, so like, I get that, but like you're only gonna get better if you practice it more and more.
I'm a strong, independent person.
Exactly. So beat the hog level on Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, here I am talking about how I can't beat a fucking children's game level. Yeah.
Yes. You're like, I'm a strong, independent. So I challenge you that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to beat the playthrough and the Spyro games. I mean, and the Crash games, because I already beat the Spyro playthrough. So after I beat the three Spyro games, I'm going to go back to Spyro and try to, like, 100% it.
Ooh.
And I also want to restart Luigi's Mansion for the Switch.
Ooh.
Which is the first game I bought for it and one of my favorite, like, older games.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to restart that. I don't know. Like, I love playing my Switch. Like, it's one of my favorite things. Can you tell me? I'm like old. I'm like not young and hip anymore. So basically, the game Among Us, I know it's very popular among a lot of people. It became available on the Switch today, and I'm going to buy it because, like, I've had people recommend it to me. But, like, I literally don't even know the basic premise of it. So can you just, like, kind of sum
up? Did you ever play the game on, like, the n.com or something like that, where you have to try and, like, weed out, like, who is a bad person? It's like Murderer. You know the game Murderer we played in theater? You have to, like, kill people without other people knowing who you are.
Yeah, okay.
It's that, but, like, your little avatar people. And so what you do is, like, you're on a spaceship or something like that, and all of the players, whatever the crewmates, you have to not only try not to die, but you have to complete tasks. So basically, if all the players complete all of their tasks, they can win the game. So there's, like, an added piece besides just, like, don't die. So you have to move around and you have to interact. And then when you become a ghost, you can watch the rest of the game if they kill you. But, like, the murderers can use, like, vents and secret passageways, kind of like Clue.
Okay.
And all of that stuff. So it's kind of fun. And then you get a little bit of time to deliberate when someone presses the emergency button, and you basically vote off who you think is the person. That's where, like, sus came from, when people are like, don't be sus. Like, don't be suspicious. That's where it came from, because you're, like, sus. The question mark. But yeah, so you, like, chat about it, and then you can vote someone off, and then you eject them from the spaceship.
Wow.
I know, it gets pretty violent, but yeah, so
how do you die?
What do you mean?
How do you die? Like, how do you become a ghost?
Oh, the person kills you.
How, what is it, like, laser? Like, how do they kill you?
Oh, they, like, walk up to you and they press kill, and they, like, it, like, shows a little animation of you, like, getting chopped in half.
So is it pretty easy to learn?
Oh, easy to learn. I played, like, a first two games, and I had no idea what was going on. But they have a practice one, too, so I suggest the practice round, because then you just go around and you learn what the tasks are to do.
Yeah.
Because also, if you're the imposter, you have to, like, fake that you're doing tasks. And I didn't know what tasks were, and I was an imposter, and they immediately guessed it was me because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So it's fun, though.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get it.
You should, especially if it's like one of those games where you're like, oh, I got 15 minutes. I don't know what to play. I don't want to, like, get into, like, a level. They can go pretty quickly.
So it just, like, adds you on in the game with everyone? Mm-hmm. And it's all online gaming?
Yeah, and then you can do, like, I mean, I don't know if you can do it on the Switch, but you can do, like, local, to where if, like, a group of your friends are all together, you can play in the same room.
Oh, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you should.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Hunty, I have paint all over my hands. Let's just say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's cute, though. I have a cute stocking design. I like it.
Nice. I have sprinkles everywhere.
Wow. Your drag name?
Sprinkles everywhere.
Speaking of drag.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race airs January 1st. And
what was on YouTube, Keith?
On YouTube, it was the classic Meet the Queens video. But I'm very thankful they put it all together in one video instead of, like, 13 shorter videos. But of course, they had like ads in between like each queen. I was like, okay, scamming.
RuPaul got to get that bag.
Oh, definitely. And did you see how, like, because you said you watched a few of them, right?
Yes, I did.
Like what? Like the first few?
Yeah, I watched like the first three.
So those were, because I have them all written down. Denali.
Well, what's your saga? Like, what do you do with them?
Elliot, what?
What do you do when you see the queens? Didn't you, like, put them in your phone or something like that? Like, what do you...
So, what do you do? Like, put them in your phone? Like, what do you do with that? So, for the since season 9, I watched the Meet the Queen videos. And then, usually on my phone, but this time I wrote it down. Because, you know, like, this year I've been all about, like, my journals and notebooks around the house. So I wrote it down this year. And I write down each queen as I watch. And then I just get, like... I basically write down, like, first impression vibes. Like, it can mean, like, different adjectives or different little, like, snippets they say. Like, for, like, Denali, I wrote Alaska Queen. Likes elements of drag, like, element drag. Like, things like that. So then, like, looking back, I like, when the episode starts, like, I know who everyone is. Like, I can watch for those things and see who I get, like, good vibes from and stuff.
Love that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good season.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, if they were, like, pausing or doing, like, still pictures of them in the seat or whatever, like, the makeup artists had the masks on and stuff? Did you see that?
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't.
If you finish it, you'll...
That's good.
Right. So I'm curious how that is going to affect the season.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because they also said, like, they do their own makeup during the season. Yeah. So it's not too bad, but definitely interesting.
Oh, yeah. And there's the first trans male contestant, which is awesome.
Because RuPaul was so sick and tired of the fucking backlash. Yeah.
And then one of the ones I really like, her name is Lala Ri, and she's from Atlanta. She has, like, this, like, colorful, like, upbeat, like, style. And she's only been doing drag for, like, 3 years. And then towards the end is this other queen named Tamisha Iman. And she's also from Atlanta, Georgia. And Lala Ri is her fucking drag daughter. And they're on the same season together.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. I put a star next to Lala Ri. I liked her. I liked Rosé. Tina Burner was funny. Simone. She's the one, if you saw, like, in the promo picture, like, with the hair, like, in the braids all, like, up and around. I don't know if you saw they're, like, promo still images. But Simone knows Gigi Good, and they're, like, really good friends. And she's, like, badass. Ooh. And, like, she's, like, really determined to go far. So, I don't know. It's going to be a really good season. We're probably going to have to, since we both, like, regularly watch the series, do a little, like, recap discussion, like, on season 2.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Have, like, a designated... Because it's been off air for a little bit. When it's on air, we get hit with it, like, fucking hard. But it has...
Yeah.
But All Stars 5 ended, or Canadian Drag Race was probably the latest, and it ended, what, September? October?
Had to have been.
So we've had a little hiatus. And
the world needs more RuPaul.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's Drag Race.
I can't RuPaul. Wait. Oh, the fracking?
Oh, the fracking?
That's my favorite. Oh, the fracking?
All right.
Okay.
It's time to put the back of this.
Yeah, I was just about to ask for a turkey lurkey check-in.
All right. We're about to...
I'm doing a second coat on my stocking.
Ooh. Ooh.
What is going on, sister?
I'm excited.
Okay. I can tell. I'm a little too excited. I meant, like, sexually. You're like, yeah, we know. Yeah, we get it.
We get what you mean.
Yeah, got it.
Put 2 and 2 together. You give me the most sexual Real Housewives theme.
Yeah, you always say that. Yeah. I don't see the truth in that.
We all know what's on your brain.
Now we know, Amanda.
Oh my gosh.
What?
It looks so cute.
That's not what I heard.
Listen, you Grinch can.
You're the Grinch of every podcast, so SMD.
Someone gets feisty when they drink tequila.
I'm not fucking drinking tequila. What the fuck?
Bacardi.
This isn't fucking Tequila Wednesday, is it?
This isn't fucking RuPaul's Best Friends Race.
I'm not sassy. I was just saying Milo was telling me some shit, so don't be a hater.
Oh, Milo was telling you some
shit? Yeah, that's how I found out.
Like what?
Just, you know, could be better.
That's a no for me.
It's a no for me, love.
Oh my god, I get to defeat him!
What?
Oh. I gotta put the back brace on.
Okay.
Which I don't know how much this is much of a back brace. Shit. It's like a.
Fuck.
What?
Nothing. I'm smearing some colors.
Oh no. What colors are you going for with your color
scheme? Every color.
Every color. Taste the rainbow, bitch.
Some orange, yellow. Oh, I shouldn't have done the second coat. It fucked up.
Oh no.
It's fine. I'll turn out in the wash.
It'll turn out in the wash? You gonna wash your own?
Okay, it's better now. I fixed it.
Okay. Oh my god, this is such a mess. But it's the cutest mess. Where do his little feet go? Oh,
have feet. You eaten any of the candy yet?
The sprinkles, yeah. That are left over on my fingers.
They're expired.
You know they are.
You know they are.
Ooh, look at his little feet. Oh my god, this is such the fever dream that is this turkey.
Nightmares.
This is so much fun. I fucking love doing this. Holiday crafting is so much fun. Do you have like any like memories of doing holiday crafts when you were younger with like your family's like traditions?
At Halloween, we would take like Tootsie Pops and put napkins over them and draw ghost faces on them and like hang them up.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then Thanksgiving, we'd make like turkeys out of apples. So you get like an apple, put four toothpicks in it for the legs, and then you put like marshmallows on the toothpick, so it's like builds like the turkey. Aww. We used to make those too. What about
that's
you?
That's cute. So my mom's birthday is New Year's Eve, so my grandma and I would always buy discounted discounted gingerbread houses for Christmas.
Nice.
And we would do one every Christmas Eve. I mean, not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, because my mom was out having fun. It's a birthday. I get it.
Right.
So my grandma and I would do like a gingerbread house every year. So it was always a fun tradition. I always try to do a gingerbread something each year because I think it's so much fun to just do.
Yeah, I love it.
But I love little holiday crafts. I love ornaments, doing anything with ornaments. One year I did, they were like clear glass ornaments and I like drew on them and I personalized them for everyone and stuff. Yeah.
I love that. I like homemade gifts. Homemade ornaments are the best.
Literally. They're so much fun. Did you ever do them in like elementary school and stuff?
Yeah. They're my dad's favorite ornaments.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yep, I have them in like first, second grade going back to. We saved all of them.
That's so cute.
What else does this need?
Yeah, where are you at in yours?
I'm basically done with the stocking, and then I have a snowflake. I might go back and add on like a little design when it dries. So I'll probably set it aside right now. So I just received a picture from Stack, and your turkey is cute. It's very cute.
Thank you.
I like it, and you're going to be snacking on it.
That's why I love these things, because I get so sugar high. I'm just eating the icing and the sprinkles.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm putting the finishing touches on my ornaments.
I can't wait to see them.
It's nothing, like, too extreme, so don't, like, hype it up too
much. Listen, you made them, and that's what matters. They're going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
You're like, that's the validation I've been craving.
Right? Ever since this episode started, I needed that.
But yeah, my turkey, I'm proud of him. He's standing up.
What's his name?
I want him. Part of me just said.
Turkey time?
Yeah, part of me was like. Turkey Tom. But I was thinking Lurky. Because he'd be lurking. You know what I mean?
Yes, I like Lurky. I support that.
It's Lurky.
It's Lurky time, honey.
I know. He's cute. I like him. Did you like the little fruits at his feet?
Yeah, I was like, is this like cornucopia?
Yeah, he's the giving bird. In the picture, though, they had two little, like, red oranges. So I'm thinking they're blood oranges for, like, his little gobbler. But they didn't give me two blood oranges. They just gave me a big-ass red pineapple and then an orange. And those don't look the same, so I had to go with the one gobbler instead of the two.
Wow. That's...
It was a conundrum.
You know what? You addressed it.
Thank you. Persevered.
That's what true artists do.
Oh, I'm so ready to eat this bad boy.
You're like, midnight snack, honey.
So, like, I start off normally with my gingerbread houses, and I start off, like, really nice. You know what I mean? Like, I'll eat the... This one has a base. Normally, they don't. But I'll start with, like, a tree. Or, like, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
The chimney. And then I just fucking one day just go ham on the roof.
You're like...
And then I leave it up. I leave it, like, standing with just half a roof on. And then I'll take that wall down. And then I'll take the roof off. And then I'll, like, leave it still standing. Because some people then just, like, let it collapse. No. Structural integrity is what matters to me.
Do you pretend you're eating the gingerbread family?
I used to when I was younger. I was like, oh, no!
So, you're into vore? Have you heard what that is?
Yeah, I remember. That's what Brooke was showing me the picture of when you came into my house and tried to see my cat on that infamous night. Were you and Brooke came over trying to see Milo? Yeah.
Brooke showed you. Are you sure?
That's what that picture... We were talking about it on the way to Necto one time or something like that.
Because I didn't know what vore was.
Yeah, and then I think like the picture was like something along the lines of that.
Well, folks, you heard it here first.
Aww! Look at your little ornaments!
Oh, yeah. Do you like them? Little.
I love the stripes.
Yeah.
On the stocking.
Yeah.
Nice color.
Thank you.
And look at that little snowflake. It looks good enough to eat, like a little cookie.
It is a little cookie. I'm going to snack on it in a minute.
I mean, don't die. I don't know if you can eat it.
No, probably not. But I'll let it dry, and I'll tie the strings on it, or I'll just put the hooks in the little holes.
I love it. You got the blue in the hose. You got the blue, and I like the little purple dots on there. Oh, the stockings, I love. They're like, it's like shiny paint.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's a little gloss. Well, some of it's still drying a little bit, but it's glossy.
That's cute. It's
glossy. So, on a good, like, Christmas closing topic for the evening, are you a big fan of Christmas music?
Love Christmas music.
When do you start listening to it?
So normally after Thanksgiving is like Christmas time all the time, but I haven't this year. Because I'm not really, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah,
you know, like
about that earlier.
Yeah. So normally it's Christmas time all the time from Thanksgiving on. Because you got to listen to Christmas music when you decorate the tree. And you got to listen to Christmas music when you're decorating the apartment. You got to listen to Christmas music in the car and all that stuff. But how about you?
Yeah, I wait until after Thanksgiving, but I have 100.3 on in my car, and we listen to it.
100.3 WNIC.
The Motor City. That's older for you millennials or you Gen Zers out there. Yeah.
Like, what's a radio station?
What's
like your playlists are numbers?
Right. What's your favorite Christmas song?
The Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Would you ever sing that for a performance?
100%.
I can picture you in this, like, marble gown, like, by a piano, like, leaning up against it. You're like, play it for me, Jimmy. He just, like, starts.
Literally, that's my dream. I would love to do, like, a jazz cabaret. But that's my favorite song, Christmas song.
That's solid. I am I'm a big fan of All I Want for Christmas Is You, of course. It's a bop.
Classic.
Classic. But also, sincerely, one of my favorite Christmas songs is Greatest Time of Year by Allie and AJ. Do you remember that song?
No.
It's the greatest time of year, and it's clear. Simply celebrating for everybody here. So that's another one of my favorite Christmas songs, for sure.
I love that. There's so many good Christmas songs, honestly.
There's a lot out there.
Like, what are some of the other ones?
Jingle Bell Rock, which just makes everyone think of Mean Girls, usually.
Yeah. I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You.
What's your opinion on Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Problematic. No hesitation.
There was no beat like between that. It was just an instant. Oh god, that's funny. But yeah, I can see that. It's a little date rapey.
It's more than a little date rapey.
Right. So anyway, but what about Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
Hilarious.
Classic comedy.
Classic. There's so many good ones, but you know what else there's a lot of? There's a lot of good. Oh no, I want to hear like the Christmas song that you hate. I can tell you mine right now.
It's one that's honestly my dad's favorite, but I don't like it that much when it comes on the radio. It's when like the fucking children's choir is like, on this very Christmas night, and it's like my dad's favorite Christmas song, and I like hate it. You know the one.
Yeah.
Okay, what about mine, yours?
Little Drummer Boy.
Pa-rum-pa-pa-pum.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
Like, could you make a more boring song?
Pa-ra-pum-pum-pum.
Hear my drum. Brum. Oh, wait, let's sing the same exact thing again, but change two words. A newborn king.
Yeah, literally.
Over and over. I can't.
What about, okay, if you hate that song, do you hate 12 Days of Christmas?
I can only make it through, like, 4 days. I can't make the whole thing.
And then you dip.
Straight up. I'm like, 5 golden rings. Thank you. Next. One for each finger. Thanks, babe.
Oh, but my gosh. Yeah.
What else? There's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good Christmas movies. What's your favorite?
I like Christmas Vacation a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Like a long time ago? Oh, wait. Isn't this like someone's like favorite movie? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like their family's favorite thing, and their family, like, their family is that family, and I can't. Yeah. I watched it with them, and I was like, I can't.
Right. Well, I mean, we've watched Christmas Vacation on, like, every Christmas Eve I can remember since being a kid. Like, it's like a tradition. Okay. But also, The Grinch with Jim Carrey is my other favorite. What about yours?
Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Uh-huh. Classic.
And The Claymation Year Without a Santa Claus. It was a year without a Santa Claus. And they have Snow Miser and Heat Miser in it. I'm the one. And everyone always says it's Cold Miser. I'm here to set the record straight, people. It's Snow Miser.
Snow Miser.
And Heat Miser. It's not Cold Miser.
Are you, what one do you personally relate to?
Snow Miser.
No hesitation. Do you like Christmas Story?
To be honest with you, I don't think I've seen it all the way through once.
What? That
Yeah,
played
I
a
don't think I've
fucking.
actually sat down and watched it starting to ending
It's.
in one
I'm
sitting.
like, that played on fucking TBS for 24 hours every Christmas.
Yeah, which meant that I could come and enjoy snippets whenever I wanted to, but I never sat. And you pulled out a memory with that one when TBS would just run the same, would run it.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that movie.
Like, I remember the iconic scenes of it, of like the snow pole. I've never seen the bunny onesie scene, though. I know what it is, but I've never actually
Oh,
seen that scene.
that's funny.
That you'll shoot your eye out, the one where he finally talks to Santa, scrubbing his mouth out with soap. I've seen the fragile part, but haven't watched the whole thing through.
You should. It's
Maybe I
good.
should.
It's good. It's a classic. What?
I mean, what else am I going to do when I'm home?
Get to watch some
I'm
Christmas
going to be on vacation
movies.
when everyone else is working, so might as well.
Right. Watch some movies.
What Christmas movie can you not stand?
Elf.
Hesitation.
No hesitation. I'm just in general not a big Will Ferrell fan. And
Yeah.
that movie, it's just, I know it's like a lot of people's favorites, but I just do not get joy. He's annoying. Like he's like a fucking child. It's not enjoyable to me.
Heard that, heard that.
What do you like, Elf?
I love Elf.
Boring, boring. Hate it.
Buddy or Elf, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, he's just like an over the top like kid on candy the whole time, and it's just like tiring to watch.
Heard that. I mean, I also really like Will Ferrell movies, so I really like him. You know who I do not like? Zooey Deschanel, and that's the only movie that I like her in.
Know people suggest New Girl to me, and I'm just like, it's, I don't.
Don't. I was talking to someone and they were like, you should watch an episode. I'm going to watch The Office for you if you watch an episode of The New Girl for me. And I was like, okay, I will watch one episode. And then they were like, okay, I'll watch one episode of The Office. Next thing you know, they were like 5 seasons in and I couldn't make it through the first episode of New Girl.
It's I just don't like the oh wow, quirky wow. I'm just like
Yeah.
okay, let's move on, let's move on,
Exactly.
right?
What Christmas movie do I hate, though?
Christmas with the Cranks.
No, that one is pretty. I've seen that one. That one's
It's
got
like sad, Tim Allen. It's like sad in the end. Doesn't someone like don't die or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what's an underrated one? There's a lot of really. There's so many Christmas
Jingle
movies
All
out
the
there.
Way
I don't think I've seen that one.
with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Oh my
Not.
God. And like his kid just wants his toy for Christmas. And like he goes to this whole, it's like completely sold out everywhere. It's like this whole thing. Oh my God. It's so good. That's
All
why is
right.
it? Oh my God. I can't believe you haven't seen Jingle All the Way. It's really good.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but one of my favorite like Christmas series is the Santa Claus with Tim
Oh yeah.
Allen.
Those are cute.
I would watch the Santa Claus. So my grandma had like VHSs for me to watch whenever I was over at her house to fall asleep to, and I would watch the Santa Claus Not Around Christmas. I loved that
Yeah.
movie. The whole premise of it, but what can't I? I guess Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
That would be one.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your like go-to like Christmas meal? Like what's a Christmas your usual Christmas meal? Or favorite dish that you have at
Eggnog and
Christmas?
candy canes. I mean, my dad usually makes ham on Christmas.
Right. Spoken like the true drunkle.
I am.
What's your favorite part? Eggnog and
Eggnog
candy
and the
canes.
candy. Yeah. What about you?
On Christmas morning, we do at my mom's house because her birthday is New Year's Eve. So we would kind of do both of them together because she loves biscuits and gravy. So every Christmas morning, we would have biscuits and gravy.
Nice.
Still do. Best part. But then also, my dad, every Christmas, we roast a turkey. Because normally my stepmom throws like a huge party for her side of the family on Christmas Eve. And so we have to have tons of food. So my dad deep fries a turkey every year and he's so proud of
Nice.
it. So proud
Love
of
it.
it. he like puts it out in the snow in the backyard and all the men walk around and like the testosterone cooks the turkey. But there's literally a dish that my step aunt makes and it's called Striped Delight. Ooh. I don't know how the fuck she makes this dessert, but it is so good. She started to have to make like 3 or 4 pans of it to bring over because the kids, we would just pile it on our plates. We would eat as fast as we could through dinner to get Striped Delight. And whoever brought it out wouldn't tell any of the other cousins about it. It was savage. Wow. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Wait, that does remind me of a dish. Alex, my brother, is really good at making homemade cheesy potatoes. And like it's fantastic whatever recipe he uses, and then he bakes like cornflakes on top of it. Have you ever had them with cornflakes baked on top?
It's
life-changing. So that's like
game changer.
Yeah, so that's one meal he makes that I look forward to every Christmas.
Nice. Right. I love that.
Right. And to all of our Two Hoots and a Holler fans, we have exciting things coming up. This is episode 21, but next week will be our finale, episode 22. Mm-hmm. And Stack Wrap is going to be in Michigan, and we're going to get to record an episode together for the finale.
And don't worry, listeners, we will be socially distant.
Totally.
COVID compliant.
Already got that planned out.
Masks, everything. Like, do not worry us being together. We are being safe.
Already got that all planned out. We'll get to do a finale in person together this whole season leading up to this, because we started like in July and like we're 22 episodes total, you know, for the season.
22 yeah, weeks, yeah.
Which is awesome. And then we'll probably, you know, take a little hiatus and then dive back into season 2. In the new year.
Which I can't wait for. New picture.
Oh, yeah.
We need to come up with a theme song.
Just your rapper crinkling. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that for poor Christine.
I know, we can't. Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, but I mean, at least we've learned a lot throughout this podcast process.
And I'm so proud of us for like sticking to it and doing it for
people give up on them like really easily, but like we've been very committed and we had like our little, you know, unplanned hiatuses or whatever, but like I think 22 episodes is very impressive.
I think so too. And a huge thank you to everyone who consistently listens. Like, seriously. So grateful that you think that we are a hoot and you'd like to spend an hour of your day with us. Like Oh, and we'll get into it in next episode. Let's save the sappiness.
Right, like our goodbyes for the season 1 finale. We're like all emotional. Literally. But yeah, so tune in next week for a reunion, a year in the making. And
yes. And this time, are we going to get Serrano's this time? Like, probably actually going to get it?
No, we should probably order something else.
Domino's?
Yeah, maybe. Well, we have to decide what time you're going to come over too. So, like, so if I work until 1, like, if you want to come over, like, early afternoon for, like, a few hours, we can, like, order food, like, an early dinner and stuff.
I'll, like, bring dinner with me. I'll bring food with me.
Cece's like, let me stop in at Domino's right quick. Pick up dinner.
Let me be like, remember when you saved my best friend's birthday last year?
Literally. That was, oh my gosh. Well, maybe Serrano shouldn't have like accepted online orders without telling me they were fucking closed. Because
maybe they shouldn't have just like accepted the order if they were
closed. Exactly. And they still like charged me. It was a whole thing. Like it ruined my birthday. I'm just kidding. It did not. It was just like stupid. But we got our food. Stacey ate like a whole thing of wings.
They were free. Someone exactly. had to eat them.
So yeah.
And listen, we got an iconic quote out of that birthday.
And that was, just because...
Keith. Just because it's her birthday doesn't mean it's
Saturday. Because at least like 3 separate times during the night, I sincerely thought it was Saturday. And now my birthday falls on a Wednesday this year, so I'm not going to know what day it is.
Fuck.
But yeah, I hope everyone tunes in for the finale episode.
And I hope everyone enjoys this time with friends, family, whatever you are celebrating right. for the holidays. I hope that you can do so in a safe manner and you can at least Zoom, hang out some way with your friends and family and do something that feels holiday-ish, because we all know that this doesn't really feel that holiday-ish. So find some activities, crafts, or just time to enjoy right. the season.
And just think about, hopefully next year will be better than this shithole year. But I think on the finale, we'll do like a 2020 like recap. So tune in.
Yes, tune a whole in. Recap. But enjoy the holidays. Yeah. Be safe. And
keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
I'm going to go eat this turkey. I'm going to go eat this lurkey.
It's turkey lurkey time. Boom, boom. Stacy's going to smash the turkey.
Is that like our opener for this one?
That specifically or turkey lurkey time?
Whatever you're feeling.
Okay. You're going to love the intro. Like, oh, it's so good. I like the intro to the Grinch episode. Okay, kids.
You know what we always say.
Keep in touch. Stay safe.
Keep in touch.
Have a good holiday season, and we'll see you next week for the finale. Keep in touch.
That was keep in touch. Keep in touch.
Bye. Bye. Keep in touch. Tricky lucky time. Keep in touch. Bye. Bye. Last word. I get the last word. Bye.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
No.
Keep in touch. Bye. Keep in touch.
Keep it.
Keep in touch. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it.
Is this like a fucking remix?